Kobayi. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.
You are about to be so blessed by the words coming to you from the man of God, Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu.
I believe in the power of the Lord. One more time. I believe in the power of the Lord. One more time. I believe in the power of the Lord. One more time. I believe in the power of the Lord. I believe in the power of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 45. This morning I'm going to be talking to you about special blessings from God to you. Hallelujah. Special blessings from God to you. And it's going to be awesome. Hallelujah. Isaiah 45. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, verse 1. Whose right hand I have holding to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Say, the gates shall not be shut. Say, the gates shall not be shut. I'll go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gate of brass. Hallelujah. 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 And cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hoards in secret places, that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. Hallelujah. Let's all of us read it again from verse 2 and 3. Put it in the NIV. Okay, 1, 2, go. Everybody, 1, 2, go. This month, you are going to see me touch every area of your life prophetically. Hallelujah. And it is going to be so tangible. I would want you to be very conscious and very alert when you are in the service. Praise the name of the Lord. This month is not going to be a teaching month. It's going to be much more of a prophetic month. I will just lift you up. I will just lift you up by the word of God, and then I will usher you to pray. By the time you go home, you are drunk in the spirit. Hallelujah. That's the kind. It's going to be a month, like I told you, of so many directions. Hallelujah. And here, God calls a man, a Gentile, who is called Cyrus. He prophesied about Cyrus, who was a king, that God intended to use him to bring deliverance to the children of Israel when they go into the Babylonian captivity. So we can say Cyrus is that guy that God called and gave a mandate. God gave him a mandate. God gave him an assignment. Hallelujah. As it is in the New Testament that we are all called by God. Say, I'm called by God. See, there's a purpose of God on my life. Like you mean, see, there's a purpose of God on my life. So we are not living a life that is going nowhere. Hallelujah. We are not living a life that is supposed to be stagnant. We are not supposed to live a life that has no direction. Hallelujah. In God's mind, he has given us a purpose. Every one of us here has a divine assignment that is lingering on your head. Hallelujah. And by that assignment, you become a blessing to the world. And then you fulfill divine pleasures. Hallelujah. By the assignment that God has placed on your life. Glory to God. And it is very important to know that you are not living here on earth without a purpose. I believe you know whoever made the microphone did not make the microphone with a plan for it to be used to brush the teeth. If you ever see someone using the microphone to cut cabbage, if the person is chopping cabbage and say, give me microphone, I want to chop the cabbage. What are you going to think? Why? Because the microphone is not supposed to be used to chop cabbage. Hallelujah. If men can make things and give distinctive purpose to it, then it shows that the God that made you with a plan. He made you with a purpose. Say, I have a purpose. You did not come to church today. Say it, I have a purpose. One more time, I have a purpose. So God made you with a plan. He made you with a purpose. He made you for a reason. And the plan of God for your life is what gives you essence for living. Are we together in this place? That's what gives you essence for living. Now, so when you live your life and you are not fulfilling that which God made you to be, it means that you have not started living. You know, a lot of people say that life begins at 40. But no, life begins when you find out that which God wants you to do when you meet Christ. Hallelujah. So that you don't live a life of confusion. You don't live a life of many things. There are a lot of people, they do a lot of things. They are looking for things. They are looking for a lot of things. Their mind is always roaming about looking for a lot of things. But you see, the more you are like that, it means that you have not found that one thing that is on your head. Hallelujah. See, the lack of vision and the lack of purpose in the lives of people brings them to a point where they want to do everything, where they want to be in everything, where they want to be everywhere. But a man that has caught a reason for living lives by that reason. Hallelujah. A man that has found a reason for living lives by that reason. There is no way somebody can find out what God wants him to do and be doing other things. Hallelujah. The gross involvement in other things is a display of the fact that a man is ignorant of what God intends for him to do. Come on, are we together in this place? And when this purpose is not known, you tend to become frustrated. There are a lot of people who are very frustrated. They're very frustrated. They don't know what to do. It looks like they've come to the end of themselves. Hallelujah. See that kind of thing that people wake up in the morning and they don't even know what to do. They don't know where to go. They don't know who to talk to. They are just there. And they are just frustrated. You know, somebody was saying something the other day. He said that, you know, they were in school and then, you know, at training college. And they were asking, so why did you choose to become a teacher? Why did you choose that? Why are you saying that you want to be a teacher? You know? And one guy got up and said, I just want to be here. So why do you want to be here? He said, because I don't have anything doing. It means that if he had something doing, he wouldn't have been there. Hallelujah. Are you doing things because you don't have anything doing? Or you are doing things because that's what you're supposed to do? Come on, are we together in this place now? Yeah. It's like, do you know what you're supposed to do? And if you don't know what you're supposed to do, how are you working on knowing what you're supposed to do? Because that's what will give you the essence for life. Hallelujah. Say, I refuse to be frustrated. Like you mean to say, I refuse to be frustrated. One more time. I refuse to be frustrated. I have the Spirit of God in me. One more time. I have the Spirit of God in me. I refuse to be frustrated. One more time. I refuse to be frustrated. Because I have the Spirit of God in me. One more time. Because I have the Spirit of God in me. Hallelujah. It's very important. Hallelujah. It's very important. So when you understand that God made you for a reason, when you understand that there is a purpose for your life, see, life itself will become simple for you. Because you'll be in a state of peace. Things may not even have gone as it has to go, but you will be in a state of peace. Hallelujah. You'll be in a state of peace because you know that all things are working out perfectly for you. You will know that things are going right. You see young people who make a whole lot of mistakes every time, you know. They're trying this, they leave that, then they try this, and they leave that, and you know, he's there tomorrow, he's traveling, he wants to travel abroad. Oh, the next day, he's not traveling again, he wants to start selling charcoal, okay, and from there, he wants to go and dig a hole, and from, you know, he's always into a lot of things. It is a clear show. You know, it's like a guy who says, God say that this is my wife. Okay? And so God, I mean, according to the person, maybe a guy that God says, God tells me this is my wife. And then instead of pursuing or whatever, the next time the guy comes back again and say, oh, the Lord has revealed this person rather that is my wife. You understand what I'm talking about? And then he just goes in and goes out and goes in and goes out and then gets another revelation that is my wife. It's a clear indication that this person is not consistent and a clear indication that this is a frustrated person. No two ways about that. And one of the ways you get to know somebody is frustrated is that bibiansono. You get it? Because sometimes he feels like, okay, I finally got it. And then he begins to get around the thing and finds out, that's not it. So you always see the person expressing joy in new things, in fresh things. And it's just a matter of time. They are not able to sustain that thing for long. It's a clear indication that such a guy or such a person is frustrated. Say, I refuse to be frustrated. You didn't come to church today. Say, I refuse to be frustrated. The ability of a man who has got a purpose for his life is his ability to hang on that which he is convinced of. Hallelujah. The ability to hang on that which you are convinced of is a solid indication that you have caught a reason or an essence for life. Praise the name of the Lord. Now I'm prophesying to you already. I'll come to the message. Hallelujah. It's very important. Doing a lot of things because you are looking for something, it always doesn't work. Hallelujah. It always doesn't work. It always doesn't work. You set your mind right on the purpose of God for your life. No, think about it. Like, as I know that I was born and bred to minister the word of God and raise people for God, I cannot be here and be looking for other things. Hallelujah. Even if I'm going to advance myself in any field, for example, as I'm here, maybe I say, I want to go and study education. It should be for the advancement of what I have found. Hallelujah. So the purpose for your life is that which is constant. That's where you get your essence. Hallelujah. See, and everything must center around it. See, people cannot even make the bold decision to be constant with God. The bold decision to be constant with God. I'm a young man, I'm a young lady, I found out that there's a call of God on my life, and I'm being raised for that call. You see, for a frustrated person, he will even make the call an auxiliary. What I mean by that? You have this, is it auxiliary verb or something? What's auxiliary verb? Is it auxiliary or auxiliary? Define it. Let me see if it's what I want to talk about. Ah. What is that? Ah. Okay. So, the call of God does not come to help other things around your life. Do you understand what I mean? So it does not come to help. The call of God is the main thing for your life. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. See, so the call of God does not come to help the things around you. The things around you rather should help the call of God on your life. Don't leave the word of God and do all other things. And then with the little time that you have, that's the time you want to attend to the things of God. No. When your life is like that, you have turned the whole thing upside down. It means that, can you imagine if, you are growing and your legs are bigger than your body up? Think about it. One, your, let's even say your. Where is this place now? Or let's even use your finger. All right, your fingers are bigger than your body. It's a problem, right? Why? But it's supposed to be growth. So when you let other things become the main things of your life and you struggle with the things of God, you are not properly in shape. There are no two ways about that. Hallelujah. You are schooling and your education makes the work of God on your life suffer. You are not schooling well. You are working and the work that you are working does not even give you the permission to serve God. That work, you are qualified and by the leading of the Spirit to vacate it. You are married and your marriage will not even make you serve God. It is marriage was made for man. Man was not made for marriage. It is better to advise yourself and serve God well. You are in a family. Family will not make you serve God. And blah, it is better to go with the Lord than to. That's how it is. Because you see, it is the Lord and His calling. That's the most important thing of a man's life. We live in a world today. I mean, it's not even all pastors that can preach this and teach you this thing. Because this kind of teaching doesn't bring offering. You understand what I'm talking about? Doesn't bring offering at all. See, and sometimes people make it look like, you know, if you are giving to the things of God, it means that you are not serious in life. So what are you doing? So I do the work of God. You say, okay. But apart from the work of God, what work do you do? You know, like somebody, I mean, it's crazy. Don't you hear those things? Somebody comes and says, oh, yeah, you want to marry my daughter? Okay. What work do you do? I do the work of God. So apart from the work of God, what do you do again? But if the person had come and said, I'm a doctor, you wouldn't have said that, so apart from doctor, what work again do you do? So in the mind of the person, the work of God is not work. What work do you do, please? Is the word of, yes, the work of God, that's fine. But what work do you do? Say, I serve God. One more time, say, I serve God. One more time, I serve God. See, so it should not be like the work of God is not important. Hallelujah. That's what your destiny hangs on. Are we together? I said, that's what your destiny hangs on. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. So it is very, very important. Know that your destiny hangs on it. So all the days of your life, it doesn't mean that you will not have things around. So the other things become, you know, subsidiaries. Okay? To that which your life hangs on. I'm a very peaceful person. I rest in peace. Say what you say, I rest in peace. Some of you are saying, please, I can't say that. I told you about the man who married an illiterate. And, you know, not an illiterate as illiterate. The person comes from the village. And he said he wanted to marry a village girl. So they are married. And then we're seated down. And then he tells the wife, honey, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. So, good night. The guy tends to go, and the woman says, oh, okay, honey, rest in peace. He said, what do you mean by that? But I rest in peace. What do I mean by I rest? Rest in peace is not for the dead, please. Okay? So don't say I rest in peace.
I rest in peace.
Someone said. It's very important. You need this peace. Alright, this peace. Having this peace that all things are working out for you. Having this peace that as young as you may be, your life is in the hands of God. Hallelujah. Come on, are we together in this place? Having this assurance that God is on the throne. And he sees every bit of your life. So you are not bothered. You are not worried. Hallelujah. Because you know that God is in control. And your faith aligns with his. Come on, are we together in this place now? You know that I'm going somewhere with God. I'm actually, come on, say it. Say, I'm going somewhere with God. One more time, say, I'm going somewhere with God. Say, I'm actually going somewhere with God. It's very important. To some people, you know, the obstacles are so great. Sometimes you can't even look at, oh, this is where I want to be. This is where I am now. You can't even find a way to the place. Hallelujah. I don't know how many of you have been there before. You can't find the way. It's like, okay, I know that I can become this. But between you and what you want to become, you don't have a how. The how is deleted. There are people who have, you know, series of setbacks. All right? And it starts from the day that they are born. Still, I don't settle for less. I'm going to get to where God wants me to be. So, you know, you can't even find the how. And see, sometimes it's God that makes it so. So that the excellency of the testimony will not be of man, but of God. Yeah. Glory to God.
Glory.
You look at how, you know, you look at how you got, and you will not be able to explain the how. Say, God is up to something big with my life. I told you, this man is not a teaching man. I'm prophesying. I'm doing all kinds of things with you. Hallelujah. He's up to something big. Not that kind of person, that kind of young girl that feels like, where I come from, there's nobody that comes from anywhere. You know, you can come from a place where nobody comes from anywhere. And then she settles for less. Now begin to think of a teenage pregnancy. By the time you realize her life is destroyed, that will not be said of you. God is up to something with my life. I'm a great agenda of God about to hit the face of the earth. Watch me well. Something is happening with me. Glory. No, if I'm giving a paper to explain how it's going to happen, I can't, you see, I saw this thing, somebody, plain paper, and the person wrote, Dear God. He couldn't write anything again. That's how it's going to be. You just write how. You know, have you ever, you know, in an exam where they ask you a question, you write there, so maybe, let's say, seven benefits of whatever, then you write seven benefits of whatever, you underline. That's all the answer. See, nothing. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The hand of God will specially move you. I said, the hand of God will specially move you. Don't fret. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Keep on keeping on. Oh my God, hallelujah. Some of us, we have no men in our lives to help. Because where God wants to place us, the hand of man cannot reach there. I said, don't fret. Don't be scared. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, don't fret. you see, God does not work. He doesn't always. The supernatural is not always in the spectacular. That it is supernatural does not mean that it will be dramatic. Hallelujah. No, it's the normal day-to-day life you are doing. You can just be there and you just feel like, I want to pick up a course. I just want to go and pick up a course. You are just go and you just go and do 3 months course. And you are there, you just, I just feel like I want to pick up another course. And boom, you meet somebody there. And it will be like you are dreaming. God intentionally, some of you, all the degrees you are doing right now is nonsense. It will go nowhere. The real thing is ahead of you. Hallelujah. The real thing is ahead. I said the hand of God will specially pick you from glory to glory. Hallelujah. I said from glory to glory. 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 Doors that are not meant for people like you, as it will be called, will be opened, and it will be your files that are on the table. I said, God is up to something with your life. I declare over your life in the name of Jesus. You are a great story about to be told. You are a great story that is about to be told. In the name of Jesus, you are a great story that is about to be told in the name of Jesus. Sit down for 2 seconds. Let me try and then get into this thing now. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a great story. Come on, I'm a great story about to be told. Come on, I'm a great story about to be told. In whatever stage of your life that you find yourself in, there are always mountains that look unsurmountable. Hallelujah. There are always obstacles that seems to hold you back. It's in the face of every person, in whatever phase you find yourself in. Glory to God. No, some people think that there are people in this world who don't have troubles. Everybody has troubles. Think about it. Even children, they have their own troubles. Everybody has troubles. So at every stage of your life, you find one obstacle or the other. Hallelujah. The Lord had chosen Cyrus. You're a Gentile. And in the mind of God, God had prophesied, or he has told his people, that Israel is my nation. Now that means if I'm going to use anybody for my agenda, is going to be the qualified ones. So God stepping out of the boundary of Israel to go look for the undeserving and putting his calling on him. Anointed him, God calls him in verse 1. Look at that. He says, this is what the Lord says to his anointed. Hallelujah now. To Cyrus. And that king Cyrus cannot be anointed, because even in Exodus, God says that the anointing cannot be poured on or any ordinary person, let alone a Gentile. So a Gentile, this anointed Cyrus cannot be called anointed. Why? Because he is a Gentile. He's not a Jew. He's not part of the people of God. He's not part of those that are supposed to be there. And God says that for the fact that I have called you, you are anointed. What does that mean? It means that you are the chosen.
You don't look like it, you are the chosen. You don't come from the genealogy of the anointed men, you are the chosen. You don't belong to the class of people that God should even use, you are the chosen. Why? The Lord has set his eyes on me and he has given me a mandate and a vision. Glory to God. And then he tells him that you're going to subdue nations and blah, blah, blah. Let's go to verse 2. So he tells him the mandate. And he says, I will go before you and level the mountains. I will go before you and level the mountains. It means that God is aware of the obstacles that will rise when a man is pursuing his calling. It means that in the pursuit of the call, obstacles rise. In the pursuit, so sometimes the only mistake you made for all the troubles that come ahead or come on your life is because you decided to pursue God. Hallelujah. Sometimes the reason for all the seeming confusions and all the unanswered questions is because you made up your mind you're going to walk with God. And that is why sometimes when you mistakenly try to leave everything God, life becomes a little bit smoother. Because the calling has its own obstacles. Serving God has its own obstacles. Shout it, I don't give up. You didn't come to church. Shout it, I don't give up. One more time, I don't give up. Why? He says that the obstacles, the mountains are coming because of the mandate, the purpose, the calling that is on your life. Hallelujah. And God says, listen, God did not say, I have leveled the mountains. Are we together? He didn't say, I have leveled the mountain. He says that I will go before you and will level the mountain. In other words, at every stage of your life, I am ahead of you to bring down the mountains. Hallelujah. Now what is God trying to say? That I don't remove mountains at once. But my going with you from one stage to the other, say, I don't move mountains. He says, I will level the mountains for your sake. Always understand this, that in this month and beyond, any mountain that rises up, whatever that mountain is, have this in your mind. There is a God before me. Has trouble come to you? There is a God before you. Does it look confused? Does it look confusing? You say it. There is a God before me. Does it look unsurmountable? You shout it. There is a God before me. He said, I will go before you and level the mountains. So brothers and sisters, there is your life. There is my life. And then there are things that are facing you. Your answer should be simple. There is a God before me. Are there obstacles? You shouted, there is a God before me. Come on, did you come to church today? There's a God before me. Come on, there is a God before me. What does that mean? Obstacles will not swallow the anointed of the Lord. Problems will not eat up the anointed of the Lord. Why? There is a God. Come on. There is a God. I'm talking to you. There is a God Come on, there is a God. 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 So have this in your mind, that at every stage of the pursuit of the call of God that's on your life, there is a God before you. My bones will not break. I don't break down. My bones will not break. Come on, my bones will not break. 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 Hallelujah. He says that I will level the mountains. I'm prophesying to somebody already. He says, I will level. Don't cry about the mountains. The leveler has gone before you. I want you to step up in faith this month and begin to declare the hand of God on your life. Begin to declare the power of God ahead of you. To every circumstance, to every obstacle, to every mountain. Shout it out loud to that mountain. Scream it out loud. And you shout it and you say, there is a God before me. Yeah. See, he says, I will go. It means that I will progress. I will advance. I'll be a step ahead of you. Don't worry. I'll prepare the way. I will remove. I will open Amahaya. I will remove the obstacles. I will remove the distraction. Oh, Masava Davahata Savahati. Balakata Labasai. Libarakosete. Libarabasanda Labahasai. Come on, lift up your voice in the language of the Spirit. Open your mouth and pray. Come on, open your mouth. He is before me. I will not be moved. He is before me. I will not be destroyed. He is before me. I will not be scattered. He is before me. In the name of Jesus, I will not be defeated. He is before me. Every word over my life will come to pass. He is before me. The Lord 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 is before me. Kadabashatalabaza. Kitelebesabahaya. And oh, in the name of Jesus, I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, mountains before you are being leveled. They are being leveled in the name of Jesus.
They are being leveled in the name of Jesus. They are being leveled in the name of Jesus. They are being leveled. They are coming down. They are being leveled. They are being leveled in the name of Jesus. They are being leveled in the name of Jesus. They are being leveled. They are being leveled. They are being leveled. They are being leveled in the name of Jesus. They are being leveled. They are being leveled. Koparakasa telebosha iparade legada basai palano sekete liparadie sopa liparadiko safate labaya. Come on, open your mouth and pray like you mean it. Kosafataya legede lebedaya palatiese ligadaba 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 sakataya ligadaba. In the month of December, the Lord has gone ahead of you. The Lord has gone before you. The Lord has gone ahead of you. The Lord has gone before you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has gone ahead. 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 Lift up your voice. Bala Shakataya. Hallelujah. Say, the Lord has gone ahead of me. I want to hear everybody in this place. Say, the Lord has gone ahead of me. I want to hear your voice shout it. The Lord has gone ahead of me. The Lord has gone ahead of me. The Lord has gone ahead of me. Say, in the month of December, the Lord has gone ahead of me. The Lord has gone ahead of me. The Lord has gone ahead. 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 In the name of Jesus, any obstacle, they are coming down. They are coming down. They are coming down. They are coming down. The mountains are coming down. The obstructions are coming down. In the name of Jesus. 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 Kobarafasata la bahaya. Kadalaba satalabaya. Ligadalabo shabaraba sataya. Ligerebo shabahaya. In the name of Jesus. Likoske pragadabahaya. Ligavadaba sataya. O lebragadabahaya. No matter how high the mountains look like, your God is higher. He is called the Most High. 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 Oh, Malakosaya. And he is bringing it down. He is leveling. He is leveling. He is leveling. He is leveling in the name of Jesus. Kolavasata labahaya. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift your two hands up. Say, in the name of Jesus. One more time. Say, in the name of Jesus. The Lord has gone ahead of me. I want you to prophesy. Say, in the name of Jesus. The Lord has gone ahead of me. The Lord has gone ahead of me. Say, December and beyond. Say, this month and beyond. The Lord has gone ahead of me. 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 The Lord has gone ahead. 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 And in the name of Jesus, I command documents to be opened. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command contracts to be signed. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I command results to favor you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I command admissions to be gained. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I command financial breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, I command financial barriers to be lifted in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy over your life. In the name of Jesus, I command relationships. Relationships. I command men coming your way. In the name of Jesus, with blessings. Oh, Legovia, people ordained by God to help you financially, to help you in the name of Jesus. This month, I prophesy them over your life. They are being delivered. Oh, resapaya. Testimonies upon testimonies. In the name of Jesus, I command releases. I command releases. I command releases. In the name of Jesus. Come on, lift up your voice. About that thing that you've been praying about for a very long time, in the name of Jesus, that mountain, I command it to come down. That mountain, I command it to come down. Even as the Lord has gone ahead, by his word, I command it to come down. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That mountain that keep rising. That keep rising against that progress. In the name of Jesus. I command it to be leveled. 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 In the name of Jesus. I command it to be leveled. I command it to be leveled. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Laka satabai. Laka dalaga de bahaya. Reko satalabaya. Entelege bragadia. Etolagataya. Lebaya. I did not come to teach today. I came just to prophesy to you. Prophesy over your life in the name of Jesus. Palagada. Palagada. Legadebeya. I hear in my spirit that 2 years, 2 years, 2 years mountain. It is lifted. It is broken down. It is leveled in the name of Jesus. Balagabaya. Leketea. 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 In the name of Jesus. Oh, lekosataya. Rebedelekosaya. Erapaya. Lagadelegosabaya. By the word of God. By the word of God. In the name of Jesus. Receive your testimony. Receive your testimony. Receive your testimony. That long awaited testimony. It's coming this month. It's coming this month. It's coming this month. In the name of Jesus. Kadalabasai. Liga delegeske pragada. Lebragede lebregoske pragade. Lebaragade legabo sataya. Hallelujah. Sit down for a minute.
So number one, he says, I will level the mountains. I'll go ahead of you and level the mountains. Number two, he says, I'll break down gates of bronze. Hakiteko parakataya. He says, I will break down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. Any resistance you have been facing over your life, in the name of Jesus, anything that has been hardened, any situation that is hardened around your life, in the name of Jesus, I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, that iron bars are coming down. That iron bars are coming down. That iron bars are coming down. In the name of Jesus, that iron bars, they are coming down. That iron bars, they are coming down. That iron bars, Ayakobolo Sabada Bahaya. In the name of Jesus, that thing that has stood for months, for ages, for years, in the name of Jesus, they are coming down. I don't know the name of it. It may be fear. It may be sickness. It may be financial hardship. This month, we are pushing it. This month, it's coming down. In the name of Jesus, I declare, it may be sickness. In the name of Jesus, I command it to come down. I command it to come down. I command it to come down. I just saw fire. Fire from heaven. It just entered this house. Rebelosaya. Erekosaya. Repaya. Lebosa. Eyodobosa. Lapaya. Eredebosaya. Are you praying? Koba, koba. Koba, koba. Koba, koba. Koba, koba. Koba, koba. Rada de besekataya. Come on, lift up your voice. Shabadabadabadabaha. Regadadadadabusha. This morning I came with words. I came with serious spiritual words. In the name of Jesus, I said the iron bars, by the power of the Holy Ghost, they are being cut through. The iron bars are being destroyed. The iron bars are being destroyed. The iron bars are being destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. The iron bars, oh my God, and the bronze, the gate of bronze, the bronze gate, the bronze gate, by the power of the Holy Ghost, they have been broken into pieces. Ayekosaya, let every bronze gate around your life by the power of the Holy Ghost, I command it to be shattered. I command it to be destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Erekosaya, the enchantment of man and the enchantment, the machinations from family spirits and all of that by the power of the Holy Ghost, I declare them broken. It shall not come near your dwelling. In the name of Jesus, it shall not come near your dwelling by the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, lift up your voice. You are finishing 2024 with songs of hallelujah. With songs of hallelujah, 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 because you are going to see the hand of God strongly over your life. Moved, moved, moved. The hand of God moved on your life. The hand of God moved on. Something big is about to happen. Something big. It's about to happen on your life. Something big. Something big. Oh my God. Legadea. 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 Ayadea. Ayadea. Ayadea.
Ayadea balasa, 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 lakatata, eragadabasahaya. I command difficult situations around you. I command the power of God to smash it down. In the name of Jesus. I command the power of God to smash it down. In the name of Jesus. I command those things to be smashed down. Oh, that same hand that cut a stone in the book of Daniel. And Ayesuvaya. And crushed the statue. Right now in the name of Jesus. I command it. I command it. I command those situations to be smashed by the power of God. I command it to be smashed by the power of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lekosaya. In the name of Jesus. Anything that has portrayed itself as a gate of bronze, I declare in the name of Jesus. Oh, Legabaya. Let it be broken into pieces. Let it be broken into pieces. And in the name of Jesus. Over gospel ways. Lekabaya. Labaya. In the name of Jesus. Let it be broken. Let it be broken into pieces, lekapaya, atashaya, into powder, lebaya, 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 shabada bada bakataya.
It may have been a sickness that has lingered on your life for a very long time. Under this atmosphere and in this atmosphere, I command that bronze gate. I command that gate to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And you are receiving your healing now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It may be that silent battle in the name of Jesus. Let that gate be destroyed. Let that gate be broken in the name of Jesus. Around your life, I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, say by her that the Lord has gone ahead of you. 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 The Lord has gone ahead of you.
Shakatala Basaya.
Every iron bar is shattered in the name of Jesus. They are 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 shattered in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Be seated for 2 minutes.
Bada da 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 bada.
Hey, bore kese kete lebosha. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Say, he's gone ahead of me. I will not be afraid. He's gone ahead of me. He's gone ahead of me. Come on, he's gone ahead. He's gone ahead. Ay, 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 ay You tried and it was rejected. Try again this month. The Lord has gone ahead of you. The Lord has gone ahead. It looks impossible. I said the Lord has gone ahead of you. It looks like you can't achieve it. The Lord has gone ahead of you.
I declare over your life, the hand of God has gone ahead of you. The hand of God has gone ahead of you. Katavaya. Sebaravadiasai. Lekopaya. The hand of God is in some admissions office right now. The hand of God is in some embassy right now. The hand of God is in some office right now. The hand of God is in some room right now. All for your sake, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Your testimony is coming big. 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 It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming.
You are going to record profits like you have never recorded in your business. In the name of Jesus. He has gone ahead of you. He has gone ahead of you. He has gone ahead of you. Hey, Bola Shanda Bahaya. He has gone ahead of you. I push you forward. I push you forward. I push you forward. I push you forward in the name of Jesus. I push you forward. 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 I push you forward by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Sit down, let's continue.
So the first thing God says, I am going to level the mountains. Number two, I will break the barriers. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. It says if there's anything hovering around your life that will not make my glory manifest, I will shatter it into pieces. And this month is happening. It's happening. If there's any sickness lingering anywhere in your body, in any part of your body, it is destroyed in the name of Jesus. It is destroyed in the name of Jesus. It is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Ay, 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 ay. Glory, 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 glory. Let's go to Psalm 92, verse 12. Basate ke barabada basa. Hallelujah. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God.
Katala Masai. I want to read again. Take me there again. Take me there again. Take me there again. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. Next verse. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. Hey, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Take me to 12 again. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Next verse. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. I prophesy over your life. Take me to the verse 12. I prophesy over your life. You flourish in the name of Jesus. I command everything around your life in this month. I command it to flourish. If you have started a business, I command it to flourish. I command your academics to flourish. I command the plans in your head to flourish. Whatever your hand has found to do, I command it to flourish in the name of Jesus. And you flourish in the house of God. Your flourishing will not be by the world. You flourish in the house of God. You flourish in the house of God. You flourish in the house of God. I speak over your life that in the name of Jesus, you flourish like a palm tree. You flourish like a palm tree. Every part of you will be fruitful. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I command that in the name of Jesus, you will not count losses. This month, you will count gains. You will count profits. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command goodness, goodness and mercy. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let it come to you. Let it come to you. Flourish greatly, flourish greatly, flourish greatly, flourish greatly. In the name of Jesus. The plans of God concerning your life will not be aborted. Your prosperity will not miscarry. Your flourishing will not miscarry. In the name of Jesus, you are like the tree that is planted by the riverside. In the name of Jesus, you stay fresh. You stay green. Your spiritual life is coming alive. In the name of Jesus, your spiritual life is coming alive. In this month, your spiritual life is coming alive. It is coming alive. It is coming alive. It is coming alive. As the Lord started with me this month, by giving me visions throughout this dawn, it is going to begin and it is going to flow. It is going to continue with you as well. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will talk to you this month. The Lord will direct you this month. In the name of Jesus. In the way you should go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Promptings of the Holy Ghost. Promptings of the Spirit. Directions of the Spirit. Plans of the Holy Ghost. Directions of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus. All the things that are around your life are secured. They are secured. They are secured. You will not be attacked.
Anything that concerns you will not be attacked. Your education will not be attacked. In the name of Jesus. Your health will not be attacked. In the name of Jesus. You are going to stay full of health this month. You are going to stay full of health this month. You are going to stay full of health. Full of health in the name of Jesus. You will not be attacked. 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 There shall be no accident this month in the name of Jesus.
And there will be no casualties. You flourish. You flourish in the house of the Lord. You flourish. You flourish. You flourish. You eat of the fat of the house of God. And in this month, in the name of Jesus, let it work for you. In the name of Jesus. This month, in the name of Jesus, let it work for you. In the name of Jesus, let it work for you. In the name of Jesus, let it work for you. In the name of Jesus, let it work for you. Let it work for you. I declare over your life, you flourish like a palm tree. You grow strong like a cedar of Lebanon. In the house of the Lord, you prosper. You prosper. You prosper. You prosper. You prosper. Some of you, God's greatest blessing for this month, it's going to be a direction. A direction. So if you, the Lord is bringing you back. Bringing you back to divine paths. In the name of Jesus. Take me to Isaiah 58. Oh, mandala basha bragade. Kela bragada sate. Ma. Oh, roko sata kama baba bahaya. Kitala bazaya. Le mora kiske praga vadaya. Oh, robo shama la bada 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 bada. Kitala bada 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 basha. Oh, rekeski bragada bashata kababai. Liga vasete.
Verse 11.
Oh, lo shata kabababababa. I want you all to read out loud. One, two, go. Come on, one, two, go. Hallelujah. I speak these blessings over your life. I speak these blessings over your life. That in this month, the Lord guides you always. Your steps will not slip in the name of Jesus. Your steps will not slip in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord satisfy your need. In the name of Jesus. In a sun-scorched place. In the name of Jesus. The Lord satisfy your needs. The Lord satisfy your needs. The Lord satisfy your needs. I hear in my spirit. The Lord will bring to you promotions. On every field. On every field. You are going to be like a watered garden. Fresh. Green. You will look like you are well taken care of by God. In the name of Jesus. You will not be dry spiritually. 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 In the name of Jesus. Your joy will remain. Your joy will remain. Your joy will remain. Your joy will remain. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The Lord strengthens your frame. Amen. This month and beyond. The Lord holds you up. Amen. The Lord holds you up. The Lord listens to your prayers. Amen. The Lord answers your prayer. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And in this month, the Lord make his face shine upon you. Amen. And be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus. 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 You will not fail. You will not lack. You will not be depressed. The joy of the Spirit will be eminent in your life. The joy of the Spirit will be eminent in your life. I pray for you, for the work of your hands. I pray for you, for divine plans. I pray for you, for directions of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. I pray that you'll be under the anointing of God the whole of this month. In the name of Jesus, the tangible presence of God all the days of the month, in the name of Jesus, speak over your life. I bless you with the blessings of the Spirit. I bless you with the blessings of the Spirit. I bless you with the blessings of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, you will not fail. You will not miss your way in the name of Jesus. Just with your eyes closed and your hands lifted up like that. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Manda Shambra Gadava says this. Just begin to see yourself in the month and see yourself walking with God and see him leveling mountains, see him smashing gates of iron. See the Lord turning things around for your good. See the Lord walking with you and making the crooked path straight. See the Lord giving you joy, great joy. See the Lord blessing you with his mighty power. See the Lord. Don't let your mind go. Keep your mind on the Lord. Say, Lord, you are all that I've got. You are all that matters to me. You're all that matters to me. Mande zobra gava hasa. Lega daba shabra gada zata tana mako brahatiza. Thank you, Father. Strong and mighty God. Strong and mighty God. Behold your people. Do with us as you please in this month. Do with us as you please in this month. Do with us as you please in this month. Do with us as you please in this month. Do with us as you please in this month. Do with us as you please in this month.
do with us as you please in this month. Have your way with us. Have your way with us. Badashantalabaha.
We trust you've been blessed by this message. This and many more messages by Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu are now available on all major podcasting platforms. Kindly search for Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu and tap the follow button for more. Visit us at any GWC church near you in Sawum, Kutunse, Achimota, Bubuashi, Kumase, Kintampo, and Oda. God bless you.
Kobaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.